The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors. Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and today's closing day features a solo episode from our host. And this is a snapshot into the Bank of America's zero down payment program. And so Sam's going to share some of his thoughts about, can it close the racial gap? So let's talk about it from episode 134, the Black Real Estate Dialogue closing day. Let's get into it.
So let's jump right into it. Bank of America's new loan program will allow buyers to buy homes in primarily Black and Hispanic communities. One thing to note is that you do not have to be Black or Hispanic to take advantage of this program. And so some of the details of this program are that there's no down payment, there's no private mortgage insurance, which is something that can usually be attached in some cases to low down payment programs, where you have to pay private mortgage insurance, which increases your monthly payment. There's also no minimum credit scores. And so the interesting thing about this program is instead of evaluating somebody on their credit score, they're going to look at paying utilities on time, your phone bill, auto insurance, things like that. There's also no closing costs, which obviously it just adds more to what someone has to come out of pocket in a typical situation. One of the other things is that it seems like Bank of America is trying to make sure those who want to be part of this program can actually afford the payments and are actually serious about paying their mortgage each and every month. And so one of the things that they're requiring is that if you are a prospective buyer and participant in this program, you have to take a home buyer certification course by a Bank of America and HUD approved housing counseling partner before you apply. And so to me, it seems like they want people to really understand what they're getting themselves into, some of the fundamentals of homeownership and things of that nature. I went to a similar class like that a couple of years ago. The one I went to, I thought was pretty informative, and sharing, you know, what's required as a homeowner and things of that nature. The other thing is that buyers can get grants up to $10,000 to $15,000. So not only is there no down payment, no private mortgage insurance, no minimum credit scores, you may also get $10,000 to $15,000 to put towards the cost of the home, which allows you to walk in with some equity. Now, I know people are saying, well, in California, in Miami, in New York, that doesn't do anything. Well, quite honestly, for someone who doesn't have that $10,000, $15,000 and who's part of a zero down payment program, that can go a long way in a big or a small market, especially if it's not an amount of money that you have just sitting around. I think it all helps. I think every dollar counts. And it can really help somebody get started in investing who might have been years away from doing so. And some folks I know think about NACA. There are some similarities to NACA. I encourage you to look at them side by side. But similarly, NACA is zero down payment, zero closing costs. It's also restricted to certain areas as well, and a number of other qualifications. So there are some similarities, but the great thing is this is another option with that ultimately goes toward the same outcome. So the cities that they're going to start with for this program: Charlotte, Dallas, Detroit, LA, and Miami. So they're piloting the program in those particular cities in certain, in primarily Black and Hispanic communities. So that's the first part. The second part, which I think is even better, which I don't really feel like people are talking about, quite honestly, is historically disadvantaged borrowers, Black and Brown, will be able to apply for down payment grants for as much as $25,000 to go towards commercial real estate purchases. And the goal of that on Bank of America's part is to help small businesses owned by minorities and by women. Now, if you want some data, only 3% of African American households or Black households own any kind of commercial real estate. So, commercial real estate, some examples like storefronts, strip malls, restaurants, office space, 3%. And so I feel that this can help a lot more people get into that space, especially small business owners, because if you were going to have a storefront and you already own it, I mean, you're already ahead of the game and you have multiple exit strategies if you own that commercial space, in my opinion. And 3%, only 3% of us are own commercial real estate. I hope that this program will help to increase that number. Imagine you want to start some type of brick and mortar business, and you don't have to worry about, paying this high lease and all this stuff if you own the space. You have a lot more options if you own the space. If you decide to get out of the business, you can always rent it out. You can always repurpose the space in multiple ways. So I think that's a great, another great part of some of the recent programs that Bank of America is doing. And I think that one in particular, I think people are kind of sleeping on that one. I haven't seen anything like that in recent years. So, I think it's a great option and something great to look into for business owners. Now, again, a lot of people talk about the barriers to investing in real estate being financial. At the event in Dallas yesterday, it's something that we've talked about, people had questions about. And, it's a barrier for people, right? The average person doesn't even have $1,000 for an emergency, right? Let alone a down payment. Some people, it could take them years to save for a down payment. It took me quite a long time to save for my down payment, and I had to get creative, had to use retirement and all these things. That's just the reality of it for a lot of us. And so to have another option to explore that requires almost nothing, pretty much nothing out of your pocket, I think is great. Now, a lot of people might feel, this should have been only for Black and Hispanics to participate in and things of that nature. I'm not going to get into all that. What I will say, though, is that, we've always talked about getting pushed out of our communities, right? Getting priced out of our communities. Well, here's a program that can help some of us who are interested in the program and who can qualify for the program to be able to stay in our communities, right? So I think it will move the needle a bit in that direction and give more of us opportunities. I'm in LA, right? Not too far from where I live, there's like a two bed, one bath house for $1 million. $1 million, right? So if someone can get into that and can afford the mortgage and all these things, and not have to put the down payment that would be required for a property of that price, I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. It's giving people more opportunity to get in. And here's the other thing too, right? If this program is not a good fit for you, if you look into it, it's not a good fit for you, that's okay, right? It's simply another option. There are a lot of options. There are a lot of down payment assistance programs and different things that you should look at in your city to see what you may qualify for if you're not interested in this kind of program. But I will encourage you, though, if this program is not a good fit for you, share with somebody else. Share with somebody else, have them look into it. That's what this is all about. Everything is not for everybody, right? But it's important to take the information and share with somebody who might think who it might be helpful for, right? Too often we want all of our problems to be solved with the snap of a finger. That's not how life works. That's not how the world works, right? I believe it's important to look at things like these, like opportunities. It might not be the opportunity for you, but it could be the opportunity that can change somebody else's life, right? It can change the trajectory of someone else's life and give them an opportunity to get into a property. A lot of us struggle with bad credit. You know, maybe you made some bad decisions with your credit, with your finances years ago, and now, you know, you're paying your bills on time and things of that nature, and your credit score may not reflect that. This program can give you a way to qualify if you've been paying your bills on time, right? And maybe your credit score isn't the greatest because of things that may have happened in the past. This program can open the door for you and be a good option for you to get into real estate without having to worry about whatever the time would be to repair your credit, right? And then also, again, like the grant, I think is great and allows you to have some equity in the home. And, you know, a lot of people talk about 2008 and how the market crashed and all this stuff. Like, I don't believe there's going to be a crash, right? There's some level of correction, but I don't believe a crash is on the way. People need to do their research and really understand what the factors were in 08, and because they're a lot different than they are now. You know, this was 14 years ago. There was practically no regulation for mortgages. So I don't foresee any type of crash happening to that magnitude. People are talking about, you know, people are going to have so little equity in their homes and things like that. But no one's saying that about FHA. No one's saying that about NACA. No one's saying that about conventional, where folks are putting less than 10% down. No one's talking about equity or the lack thereof with those programs. So I think it's interesting how when this program comes out, that's what people are talking about. So I encourage you to think independently, like ignore the noise, ignore the internet comments, ignore what people are saying about this or about any other strategy within real estate. Do your own research and see if it's a good fit for you. And if it's not, maybe something else is. You know, I'm all about sharing information. Whatever is the latest information, I want to make sure y'all have it first. And so I just wanted to come by today and talk a bit more about the program. It's only so much I could share in a reel on Instagram. So I'm glad I have this opportunity to share with y'all. But ultimately, I think this is a good idea. I think it's a good option for people to look into. And as with anything, you do your own research, do your own due diligence, and decide if it's for you. And if it's not, pass it to somebody else. Send the information. See if it's something they're interested in. All right.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.